Good morning. 7:58 a.m. on what is it? It's Monday, July the 12th, 2021. Yeah, I was being distracted because I was looking to see if the recorder was picking up my voice. It seems to be. I'll try to speak up a little bit more. One of the things I noticed while I was putting together the audio files the last few times is that the microphone doesn't seem to have the same level of boost in this app that it did on the old one, and I haven't found where that adjustment might be being made. So I'll try to speak up a little bit more. I tend to just mumble, so yeah, it makes it kind of hard to pick it out of the background noise. And there's a lot of background noise. I was noticing this morning that the traffic is pretty much out on route, out on West 20th. The traffic is pretty much back to pre-pandemic, pre-pause levels. There's enough of it that it's noisy and it's objectionable. So, yeah, it's been a while. Hi, how have you been? I've been better. I hope I'm going to get better. Walking is a good step. The last few days have been really bad. It's been really hard to get out of my own way, in large part because sleep has been problematic. The other night... Not last night, the night before, so that would have been Saturday night. 3 o'clock in the morning. It's either fireworks or gunfire, I'm not sure which. I woke up, overheated, bad headache. Eventually realized that the problem was that I had forgotten my pills. So I had that base of the skull headache that comes from failing to take my pills. And it was like 4:30, almost 5 o'clock by the time I realized it. So I took the pills, and of course, they kicked in within about 20 minutes and knocked me on my butt. So yeah, yesterday I slept till like almost 9 o'clock. By the time I got up, it was well into the 80s. I've been lost in Mass Effect. I got the Legendary Edition and I've played it way too much. And it's difficult. The ADHD has been out of control. My executive function has been pretty much non-existent for way too long. Unfortunately, it's not something I can actually just say, oh, well, you just need to pay more attention, because that's... There's a reason it's called attention deficit. It really should be called executive function deficit, because there's a whole range of things that happen, and not the least of which is that I make bad choices, even when I know they're bad choices when I make them. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
You know, one day at a time.
Yeah.
Any day I can get up. One of these days there'll be a morning I don't. Let's hope it's a while yet, anyway. So, I make bad choices, even as I'm sitting there knowing I'm making bad choices. So, I get up, it's 5 o'clock. I get a cup of water, waiting for the coffee to finish. go sit at the computer, think, oh, well, I'll just play for an hour. Noon comes by and says, oh, hi, ready for some lunch? I've been reading a lot. I'm engaged, fully engaged in a reading challenge with the Royal Manticorian Merchant Marine. They call it a gunnery exercise, but what it is a reading challenge. And the goal is to see how many pages you can read. And I think it's between now and August 12th. Good morning.
Good morning.
Something like that. Started July 1st, anyway. So this morning I got up and I got my coffee, and instead of going downstairs, I read. It's easier for me to put down a book than it is for me to put down a game. And one of the difficulties with Mass Effect that makes it particularly pernicious is that you can't always just save and quit. If you're in the middle of something, and quite frequently these somethings are rather involved and take a lot of time. And if you rush through them, you pay a penalty for it. And so, I don't recognize what all of them are yet. Which means I've quite frequently get to the point where, well, I really need to stop, but I can't because I've got this thing going and I can't save and I don't want to redo it. And then, of course, by the time I get to the end, I get that little jolt of dopamine for having successfully completed the whatever it was, and then immediately launch the next one, forgetting that I was going to stop. So the executive function is really badly impaired right now. It's a real challenge. I used to call hyperfocus a secret weapon. Unfortunately, sometimes that weapon is not under my control. Sometimes it's being used against me. Because if you don't have ADHD, it's really easy to think, well, this is just stupid. Just make up your mind. It's like, yeah, that's exactly the problem. I can make up my mind to be damned. Because when the option shows up, when the choice happens in my timeline, in my real life timeline, but too frequently take the one that satisfies ADHD, but not necessarily my executive function. It doesn't exactly serve my wider goals. Okay, where are these people going to walk? Okay, they're going to walk on that side of the street. Okay, I can deal with that. There's a bunch of other things that happen. One of which that I just realized, or just learned, was object permanence. And that one of the reasons that I tend to keep things where I can see them. Jesus. God. Jump scare much? dogs, people, cars. Good morning. Slow down here a little bit because we're hiking right along. So the result, the upshot of it is that I tend to have what some people would call clutter, and I call memory. Oh, there's some nice looking gardens I want up there. That's pretty cool. Lots of tomatoes, it looks like. Can't tell if that's a cucumber or a squash vine. Yeah, there. I'm just ambling along in there. They're really pushing it. So if I don't see it, I don't remember it's there. It doesn't exist if I can't see it. And if I see it all the time, then it disappears. Come on up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monkey post. Because ADHD requires novelty. So if I don't see it, I don't. It doesn't exist. And if I see it too often, I don't see it anymore. It disappears. So, as a result, the things like my 8 o'clock checklists don't trigger anymore because I've seen them too often. And my morning checklist really needs to be 7 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. Maybe I'll reset that. I had to shut off the 8 o'clock alarm because I knew it was going to come on while I was recording this. I shut it off some time ago because I knew it was going to come on while I was recording. I never turned it back on again. Maybe I should set that to 7. If I can remember to do that when I get home, I'll do that. So the temperature this morning is it's a pretty pleasant morning, and it's mostly cloudy. It's high thin clouds. It's I don't know, maybe it is overcast. Right overhead, it's just the tiniest tinge of blue, where the cloud is the thinnest. So there's not really a lot of cloud up there. There's just about enough. It's just barely enough sun to cast a shadow. So while the UV rays are coming through, searing the outer layers of my epidermis where it's exposed, it doesn't feel particularly hot. Unlike the other morning when I got up, and at 5 o'clock it was already 75 degrees. By 6 o'clock it was 80. Jesus. I didn't have a chance. And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Gaia's revenge. So I finished off Family Law, six books of Family Law. I'm hoping it's going to be a seventh book. And I switched over and started going through some of the books I've had in my to be read sample list. And picked one, read the sample, thought, I don't know, maybe. Went off and started another sample, and then I couldn't put the first sample out of my brain. I had deleted it. So I went back to it and picked it up. And I've read it in like 2 days. Three. Jane Linscold, Linscold. 13 Orphans. Fantasy. Chosen Ones. And the magic system is based on Mahjong titles. Mahjong tiles. And it now has me wanting to learn how to play Mahjong. I've always wanted to learn how to play Mahjong, and I never really understood what Mahjong was. I have a better understanding now, having read the book. Now I really want to learn. This is cool. Guy's putting in a pad for his motorhome. What the hell am I smelling? Somebody's wearing too much Axe body spray. Too far. There's that low-pitched whining sound. It's a cement truck, mixing truck. And they're filling up a wheelbarrow and then taking the wheelbarrow over and dumping it. Maybe my back hurt just looking at it. Speaking of having my back hurt, the first round of Tree Guys came over the weekend and took down all the loose foliage around the house, all of it. They pruned back the lilacs. They cleared the fence lines. They opened up all of the daylilies. They took down all the rose bushes. But the rose bushes will grow back. And if I'm careful with the rose bushes, I can actually have them grow back into being kind of nice. UNC track team, I think. So I've been doing warm-up exercises on my way out. This is their second, must be their second lap, I'm not sure. I remember the days I used to be able to run 5 miles. Not think too much of it. Kind of weird sound, it sounds like bells coming from the heavy equipment down by the old high school, down by the new high school, well, down by Greeley West, the high school. So yeah, 13 orphans. Interesting, there are two more books in the series, and I've already got the next book, although I haven't started it yet. But the magic system was interesting enough. The writing was good enough, even though it was not the form I would use, but it was interesting enough to keep me engaged. So yeah, if you're on my mailing list, you'll be getting a promo for it, because I got to put together a newsletter here in a couple of days. Need to get out earlier tomorrow, particularly if the sun is out, because while the air is pretty cool, the sun is already beginning to burn through and feel pretty warm. 22 minutes. I was just ambling for part of it. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.